Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Better
just
that way.
Hit puberty, man.
Yeah. Good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, 7:45. All right, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Awesome starting pay, room to grow, great benefits. Start your career, special-lite.com, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something you wish your gender would stop doing immediately?
Oh,
just knock it off,
cringe,
guys or girls.
Man, stop. Yeah. What are you doing?
You said you had 200. What do you got there?
Yeah, I'm going to throw them out there real quick. First off, I'm gonna kick it off with the one I used in the promo yesterday. You dudes out there commenting on these social media posts. Like, say, girl, hey, nice picture. You know, I see that at the beach or blah, blah, whatever. You know, and then you get, like, the 25 guys.
Hey, what's that, baby?
Dude, everybody can see what you're posting, what you're commenting. You don't know that? You look terrible.
You do realize too, especially like now, if it's someone you know, they'll probably see it. All right, if it's a friend of your whatever, they'll see it, which doesn't really make it any better. No. But what really floors me is when like you see these like influencers, you can tell are you know, and they got their a million followers or whatever, and they post some stupid video of them doing some TikTok dance, and then you see all the comments, but these guys are like, baby, you're so perfect. Like, oh, I wish I. And it's like, she is not going to comment. Baby, honey, you look so pretty, sweetie. And it's like, oh, my God, guys.
Dude, you look so desperate. Stop it. No wonder you're commenting desperately. Yeah.
And that's
because you've been doing that.
You know, and the thing is, too, is then men as a species, we dog. Can you believe this lady gets famous just for this? But then we're the ones that do it.
On her, man.
We're the ones buying jars full of farts that are giving these women millions of. It's insane. Just stop it. Just stop it. I'm right there with you, buddy. I don't want to go too long because I'll just get worked up and angry about it. But you're absolutely right. Guys,
another thing, though, too.
Stop being so thirsty.
It's kind of entertaining, though. I almost don't want it to stop.
Or is it sad? Like, I feel sad.
It is sad, you know? But at the same time, you're like, damn, Jared. You're a sad individual.
It's just sad, man. I can be a little better about myself.
Look at that comment.
Oh, sweetie, right, honey, I love you. You're so perfect. You just keep being you and sparkles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, but that one out of the way. This is my other one, and I've been seeing this more and more recently, and I don't get it. I have no idea where it came from, why it's a thing. So it's I see a lot at weddings too. People dressing up a little bit. It's the guys who wears the skinny jeans, the skinny slacks or whatever has been a thing, right? Now they're getting short. Now they're like capris. So they're like skinny slacks capris. And like no socks and the dress shoes. I don't understand it, dude. It looks ridiculous. It looks like you put on like your kids' slacks. And you know what another thing is, too? The guys that are doing it are a little overweight. All of them are. Little tubby. You're a little tubby to be wearing some tight slacks, man.
You took mine. So mine was skinny jeans. I wish men, if there's one thing I wish our gender would stop doing immediately, men, we got to stop wearing skinny jeans.
At least skinny jeans went down to the ankles, though.
It's true.
These capri skinny slacks,
but
dude, are absolutely embarrassing.
It makes guys look like they're wearing tights. And the pockets are down on your thigh because the pants are so tight.
No,
and
you can't put anything in your pocket because they're so tight.
I don't know when the skinny jean trend took off. And it doesn't matter. Size. And guys, how is that comfortable all day? You're wearing, it's cutting off circulation. Like, I just,
It's the skinny slacks, the skinny short slacks, and then it's like the checkered dress shirt.
Yeah.
That they tuck in. That's
super
tight.
Well, everything.
Tight,
like, it's just, everything is tight. And I'm like, ugh, it just, it doesn't look comfortable.
Don't bend over.
Dear God, please bring back JNCO jeans. I don't say what you want. Dude, it was comfortable. You had movement. You could do things. You could actually get stuff in your pocket. Mm. Cargo pants. When did those get such a bad rap? Oh, I'm sorry. I can carry extra stuff in my pants. Right now, Hunter, I am wearing carpenter jeans, and I am comfortable. I am so comfortable, all right? And I got a nice, just nice flowing button-up shirt. Yeah. Things aren't sucked to my body.
Here's the thing. I think some of these guys think, well, I got to look good. You don't even look good.
No, you look uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable, and you look like a fool.
You look
What are you doing it for?
You like look
Who's
like
dressing you.
Someone overpacked a meat casing, dude. Just stop it. Yeah, no, that's mine. Skinny clothes. The skinny. Like it's impossible now. Right. Like if you just want to find a pair of jeans, you can't find a pair of jeans that aren't skinny fit or slim fit.
Yeah.
Look, I got a badonkadonk. Okay, I can't be trying to squeeze my ass into these skinny pants.
Yeah, you'll tear your pants. You need some loose. And you know, I'm not saying go like straight up MC Hammer like early '90s.
No.
Loose slacks.
Yeah.
That you can't even see your shoes. You know, there's a happy medium there. But dude, come on, guys.
Yep.
Come on, look. What walk about by the, a mirror and look at it and be seen, like, do I look ridiculous?
Have you seen like the skinny sweatpants too? Like the sweatpants that are
you
that
don't
stuff.
Play soccer.
Dude, come on. What are you doing? Sweatpants
You've
are supposed to be.
Never kicked a soccer ball in your life.
I'm going to wear them, though. I'm going to look good. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something you wish your gender would stop doing immediately?
I got one for you ladies coming up next. I don't think you're off the hook.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.
More of the plan.
Well, good morning. It's 7:56. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What's something you wish your gender would stop doing immediately? All right. Done with it. I don't want to do this anymore. Stop it.
Can I call the ladies out real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Yeah.
Can I? I know I'm not a lady, but you know what? I'm going to call you ladies out.
I'm close.
You need to hear this. You know? Stop wearing Carhartt.
What are you
wearing? It's warm. It's warm. Here's the thing. I don't wear Carhartt because if one of my buddies who works construction probably sees me out wearing Carhartt, I'm like, dude, you do radio. What are you doing?
So what you're saying is from a fashion standpoint, stop wearing work clothes.
Yeah. Stop ruining Carhartt. Stop it. You're ruining it. You can't wear Carhartt by day and carry a Coach purse by night. And you know what? There are ladies out there working construction, throwing dirt over the shoulders. You know what? You Carhartt up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You deserve it.
But for
you worked for that Carhartt.
But for Becky, Becky in accounting, she shouldn't be wearing that Carhartt.
Dude, kind of pisses me off. You know what? Go find your own brand. You got plenty of hats out there that you could choose from. Nice, warm, fluffy
it's
hats.
Not fashionable. Everyone, I want they need to see
no,
that.
It's
I'm,
not,
an,
it's
I'm an outdoorsy kind
it's
of girl.
Construction.
I love
it's not
hiking.
For you.
I love hiking. I love outdoorsy stuff.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you think it's cute.
I take my Yeti thermos and I have my Carhartt hat on my North Face jacket.
I can rally around the Yeti more than I can rally around the Carhartt.
Yeah.
Should not be wearing Carhartt if you're not out there doing something.
So angry about
that. It involves a big yellow machine.
You're so angry about Carhartt. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I just saw it a bunch the other day.
Well, it's cold weather, Hunter. The girl's got to stay warm. All right.
Yeah,
the
there's plenty of hats you could choose from. That's ours. I'm not even saying ours. The construction workers. That's what that's made for.
All right. Let's take a look at some answers here on Facebook. What's something you wish your gender would stop doing immediately?
Damn it.
Jessica said being dramatic. That's right. Yeah. Women being over dramatic. Our buddy Jeff.
Especially at work, ladies. Don't be dramatic at work.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It makes work go by slower. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear you bitching about Karen.
Save your drama for your mama, all right? That's what you got to do. Our buddy Jeff said mansplaining. He wished men would stop mansplaining. It's the explanation of something by a man, typically to a woman, in a manner regarded as condescending or patronizing. I feel like you just mansplained to us, Jeff, all right?
Yeah,
I don't think I mansplained, but I probably should watch myself a little bit. Not that I talk down to my wife.
What
on
do you mean?
Things.
What's it? Yeah, I was going to say talking down. Like, give me an example.
Like, if... God, it's hard to think of an example. It's just if you were explaining something to your wife that maybe
like a condescending tone.
Exactly, condescending tone. Yeah, where you're kind of like, well, you see, if you'd understand,
you're just a jerk.
You jerk.
Just a terrible person.
I'm sure I do it from time to time with Kiki. I try not to. She's a smart gal, but you know, sometimes you Sometimes you do it. Let's see.
You get in arguments, but.
Yeah. Well, look, if you only knew. Tracy said, please stop with the huge floor sweeping fake eyelashes. Doesn't want the ladies to do that anymore. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Real quick. You see yourself in the mirror, right? Those fake eyelashes. Here's the thing, ladies. Do you turn sideways? Get two mirrors. Like, it looks different from straight forward. But then you turn sideways and those things, it looks like you're wearing a hat.
Yeah. You fly away when you're like, all right, I'll see you guys later. Gone.
If you can dust your house with your eyelashes, you need to rethink.
Honey, could you get up on the banister there? I can't reach it. Can you get your eyelashes up there?
The fan needs a little dust.
And a little dusting up there.
Blink a few times.
Let's see. Vicky said the chick's doing the tongue thing in photos, you know, where they stick the tongue out. Yeah. Yeah.
Stick the tongue out, like sideways.
The tongue.
It's better than a dog face, right?
I don't know. I don't think it. Just smile. I don't know why you got to do something weird with your face. Just smile. Blake said saying bro at the end of sentence. Every sentence. Yeah, bro. You got that, bro?
What's up, bro?
Come on, bro.
I use bro sometimes, but I don't think I overuse it.
I use dude a lot. That one I might overdo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Sean said skinny jeans. Yep, we've already covered that. Guys, stop wearing skinny jeans.
Covered that one.
Jen said using beauty filters on social media. Yeah, guys or girls, stop using filters.
You ever see somebody in real life that you haven't seen in a long time? You're like, whoa.
Wow, yeah.
You were nothing like you were on social
media.
It's
just some like I know that the sparkle, like that sparkle in your eye is
exactly.
Not your actual eye.
You're not
all right?
Fooling anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A filter, just filtered out.
Yeah.
Some of them like so bright you can't even see them.
Yeah, it's just so washed out. All you can see is like eyeballs. That's it. It's like, good God.
Eyeball, like Bambi eyeballs and a couple stars.
Turn the gain down on that filter there. Jeez. Brandon said man buns and skinny jeans. I like that. See, the man bun, I'm okay with it. All right, long hair, whatever. You got the beard, the skinny jeans. I cannot. But you know what? The main reason I say skinny jeans is because it makes it hard to find other comfortable jeans, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Skinny jeans are just out. There's no exception.
None.
Sorry.
No reason. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Come on.
The man bun, I think it's the attitude behind it.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Can have the man bun, but don't be a pretentious douche.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't walk around with your man bun like that. I don't know.
Like, you're better
than
me.
It's hard to explain, but...
You know what? If you walk into me with a man bun and you start talking about records, I'm going to be annoyed. I'm like, all right, you know what? Just go. Just go.
Jason, what's his name? Jason Momoa? Like, yeah, he can pull
off
the man
bun. That guy could do it.
There
that guy could do it. Exactly. Exactly.
That guy can pull it off.
One of the few. Let's end with
some
Katie's.
Of you guys hanging out at the brewery smoking vapes? Maybe not.
In your skinny jeans, you know, in your skinny jeans, your tight flannels, and your brown work boots with your beard and your man bun smoking a vape, you're the worst. You're just the worst. Let's end with Katie's here. What's something you wish your gender would stop doing immediately? Katie said vocal fry. Do you know what vocal fry is? That's you see
vocal
it a lot.
Fry.
You see a lot of with like celebrities, Kim Kardashian, and they kind of. Like, I'm Kim.
Oh,
like
that's the worst.
It's like
you're right. That's the worst. Where does that come from? Just being rich?
I don't know. I guess maybe, yeah, once you get a certain amount of money and Instagram followers, you're like, hi, guys.
It's like the girl at the party who talks like that and ends up lighting her cigarette backwards and falling over on the banister.
What?
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. You're the worst.
Like, what are you gonna say? Just say something. Oh no, I already finished my thought. I'm just
yeah. We used to do that as a kid to annoy grandma. That's what we used to do.
Oh my God.
You're doing it right now. Stop. Jesus.
All right, we gotta take a break. We'll be back.